Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the series Qiyamah, the final reckoning. So in our last discussion, we spoke about how scores will be settled amongst animals, the horned and the unhorned animal. And after the scores are settled between animals, they will be told be dust. There's no Jannah and Jahannam for them. It's not that they were accountable. It's that Allah wanted to display that justice has to prevail. Then amongst humans, you hit someone, you stole from someone, you owed someone, you killed someone. All of those things will be settled, and you'll have to pay in good deeds. And if your good deeds are depleted, then you take the evil deeds of the person that you oppressed, and you could end up, Allah forbid, becoming a pauper, where you came with a lot of good deeds and you lose all of it, and now you're sitting with the evil deeds of someone else. So scores will be settled and ultimate justice will prevail. Now, what will be the instrument, right? We spoke about the balance or the scale, the mizan, the word that Allah uses in the Quran, or mawazin, which is the plural. So the scholars explain, there's a hadith of Salman radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Imam Hakim has recorded it, the balance will be set up on the day of resurrection, and even if the heavens and earth were to be weighed in it, they would fit. The angels will say, O Lord, who will be weighed in this? Allah will say, whoever I will among my creation. The angels will say, glory be to you. We did not worship you as you deserve to be worshipped. So it will be a massive physical scale. Whether it's one or many, there's different views amongst the scholars. Some say it will just be one and everyone will be weighed in that one scale. Others say no, it will be different scales. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ Because Allah says those whose scales of good deeds are heavy. It's also not far-fetched that there will be different scales for different things. One scale to weigh actions, another scale to weigh that which is somewhat intangible, like intentions. So some say that one scale, everybody will be weighed individually. Others say different scales. Others say different scales for different things. It could all possibly be correct simultaneously. But there are those who say, no, it's figurative. There won't actually be a physical scale. It means justice will prevail. If you look at the many ayat of the Quran in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the indications are that it's a physical scale and that abstract things will be given a physical form. And today it's not so difficult to understand. You can't see temperature, right? It doesn't have a shape or a form, but you can measure temperature. So there are ways to measure that humans have discovered. Why can Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala measure things which are intangible? There's a narration in Bukhari and Muslim that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two words which are light on the tongue but will weigh heavily in the balance, and they are the most beloved to the most merciful. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim, which is also the final hadith of Bukhari Sharif. So it shows it will weigh heavily. Now how will some scholars say deeds will be given a shape, and then it will be weighed. In Tirmidhi, it is mentioned that the gist of a hadith, a man will be brought forth on the day of resurrection with 99 sheets, meaning records of his deeds, which will be spread out for him, each of which will be as vast as the eye can see. And then they will be put on one pan of the balance, one side of the scale, then a piece of paper on which the words La ilaha illallah will be brought. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the pan in which the sheets are will shoot up, and that piece of paper will weigh heavily. Even though it's just one piece of paper amongst many sheets, against many sheets, but because of its weight, the faith, right? Now, what will be weighed? Will the person be weighed? Will the deeds be weighed? Will the book of deeds be weighed? There are various views. And it's based on various ahadith. We take a look at some of those ahadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two words which are light on the tongue. Kalimatani habibatani ila rahman. Thaqilatani fil mizan. Khafifatani ala lisan. Famous. Right? So that's one hadith, which gives us an indication that deeds will be weighed. Then there is texts that tell us on the day of Qiyamah, the Quran will come forth to intercede for its companions. Surah Baqarah and Surah Al Imran will come forth looking like two clouds or two patches of mist, or like two flocks of birds spreading their wings, defending those who read and acted upon them. This narration is of Imam Muslim by Abu Umama radiallahu an. Then there's another narration of Abu Dawood in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nothing will be placed in the balance on the day of resurrection which will weigh more heavily than good manners, akhlaq, and attitude. So there are those who say the actions will be weighed, the deeds itself. Then there are those who say that the doer will be weighed. There's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a huge fat man will be brought forth on the day of resurrection, and he will weigh no more before Allah than a mosquito's wing. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted the ayah, and on the day of resurrection we shall assign no weight for them. And a slim weak man with thin calves will be brought, and his weight will be like the weight of mountains. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu had thin calves, and once the Sahaba were laughing at him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What are they laughing at?" They said, "O Prophet of Allah, they are laughing at Abdullah bin Mas'ud's thin calves." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "By the one in whose hand is my soul, they will weigh more heavily than Uhud, than the mountain of Uhud in the balance." So from these types of ahadith, those scholars who say the person will be weighed, they take evidence. Then there are those who say the actual book of deeds will be weighed. And we've mentioned that narration already about the 99 sheets in the one scale of the pen and the one sheet with La ilaha illallah written on the other scale of the pen. Some scholars have reconciled between all of this and say that Allah will do different things, or Allah will do different things simultaneously. So the person will be weighed, the person's deeds will be weighed, Allah will give it a form, and the person's book of deeds will be weighed. There doesn't have to be a contradiction between it. What are the actions that will weigh heavily? One is what we discussed, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. The other hadith tells us, Alhamdulillah, tamla'u al-mizan. The word, the chanting, the dhikr of Alhamdulillah fills the scales. The heaviest thing which will be placed in a person's balance on the day of resurrection is good manners, according to a hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. So we should try and do those things that will weigh heavily on our scale of deeds. There's a hadith in Bukhari narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever keeps a horse for the sake of Allah out of faith in Allah and believing in His promise, its eating and drinking, its defecation and urination will all be hasanat in his balance on the day of resurrection." May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make our scale of good deeds weigh heavily. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.